Cultural differences have always determined the relationship between the U.S. and Japan, and this was never more true than in the beginning. When Commodore Perry arrived upon the shores of Japan, it was a classic example of the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. America's irresistible force derived from their absolute belief in the value of progress. It seemed to Americans as if God had given them the virgin land of North America to create a new society that would be both a monument to God and a shining example to the rest of the world. They forged a civilization out of the wilderness. They pushed the trees back to make room for farms and factories. They abolished the class-oriented traditions of their European forefathers and made economic achievement their standard of respect. They were a people who forgot the past and steered straight for a golden future. Japan, under the Tokugawa shogun, was the immovable object. Instead of looking ahead to build a new future, Japan was a Confucian society based upon the maintenance of the status quo. From the beginning of the Tokugawa period, domestic order was preserved by a caste system, and contact with the outside world was strictly controlled. All groups and individuals were given roles with prescribed functions, actions, and duties. As long as everyone acted within his or her role, there was no need for change. Although many domestic changes did take place during the Tokugawa period, the values upon which the society was based emphasized its static nature. As America stretched westward, there was an increased desire to expand American culture and commerce past its boundaries over the Pacific. The Americans had been sending clipper ships from the East Coast to China since the end of the 18th century, but now needed coaling stations for the steamships that made the trip from California. In addition, the American government was becoming angry with Japan's mistreatment of shipwrecked sailors and its repeated refusals to establish diplomatic relations. The United States opened Japan for its own economic benefit and in order to bring Western culture, religion, and laws to Asia. The opening of Japan exacerbated existing internal disorders, which eventually led to the restoration of the emperor.